Hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and we're on the air. And we have a really great show. We're going to be talking about our inner self. We're going to be doing some inner readings. And we're going to be having Classy Lynn, our Gifted Within, later on the show. And the call-in numbers are 888-815-9756 if you would like to call in at any given time and be on the air with BDS Radio. So, hit it. Let's do it. Let's start with some deep breathing exercises. Breathe in from your abdomen and let all the negative energy out. Breathe in from your abdomen and breathe out.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. This is Kathy, Bright Lights Pathfinders. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You do? That's really great. How would I address you? What is your name, or how would you like to be called?
Brad.
Hi, Brad. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling for a reading.
Oh, okay. Would you like to do some just cleansing breaths for me for just a moment, please? Just breathe in from your abdomen, in through your nose, and just out through your mouth, just really briefly for me. And just blow it out. And just shake your arms and legs and just let loose a minute. Because I feel a little tension, a little edginess, a little anxiety, a lot of questions, you want me to just go with the flow and, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you're fishing for some answers to some questions that have been long ago, but I feel like that you have things on hold. I feel like...
Pretty much, I mean...
Huh?
Sorry.
Could you speak up just a little bit for me?
Oh, I said sorry.
Do you have like a, I see a lot of green around you, like land or like yard work or land or
I have a pretty big backyard.
You do? That's unusual in this day and time. Yeah, it's really nice out there. You don't mind if I do a little remote viewing on the outside, do you? I'm not going to go into you though. You tell me how far I can go, because I'm. Do you want a deep root reading or do you want just a basic reading?
I'll go deep.
Deep, okay. Usually I use colored notebooks or things like that, or do you want just a, in general, mirror to mirror, person to person reading? Let's see. There's a transitional stage that you're about to take place. There's a move in the making, or you are wanting to move. There's also relationship images coming about, beginnings to endings. So you just are like, you have something on your plate, but it's like, you know how like when you don't like broccoli or you don't like cabbage, stewed cabbage, but you have to eat it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, that's basically like what you're doing right now, is that you've got fulfillment in your life, but it's not exactly what you want to eat. You're okay in your life. You're okay where you live. You're okay with your relationship values in your life, your friends, your people, places, and things. But you're wanting something in newness and something changed and something on your own time, own values, own. Not that it's not your own, but something in a deeper, more meaningful value.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting that much of that right now. I think things are pretty much the same.
And it's more like if you don't mind, I sometimes get foreign words, and then I have to go to the computer and search them out, you know. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Okay. Let's see. The image also I'm getting is extreme deep passion. Your moods are extremely passionate. I like the color red anyway, but is what I feel and say. But it's really extremities. The extremity of your strength of right now, it's like you're very balanced, but you're afraid that your balance is not going to hold on too long. It's almost like, you know how we ride the teeter-totter or the seesaw, and you have a balanced person where they move up and down on the other side to balance, you know? And you can ride just so long, but then you get sick of it, or they go too hard, too low, and bounce you really hard. It's like that's your life, and you've got it in balance right now, but it's almost like, let's say somebody else comes along and gets on that seesaw and makes you go up to the top or down to the bottom, and you can't make that seesaw move no matter where you put yourself inside the seesaw to balance out, to make the seesaw go up and down. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, like it's like a perfect balance.
Huh?
Can't disturb it.
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of like there's a balance there, and I don't want to disturb it, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's almost like you're at a crossroads, is what I'm seeing too, and you don't know which one or which way to go, which one you want to take, and it's like the saying that, you know, if you stay in the same place, then you're not going to go anywhere. But if you take that big leap, then you can go anywhere you want to go at any given time. It's like if you have an idea, then if you don't put that idea into action, then it's not going to go anywhere. But if a lot of problems that seem to stem with you as well is that you put other people's feelings, especially family members, into your heart instead of your feelings of what you feel into your heart before you make the actual moves, because you don't want to rock a boat.
Yeah, I guess I've placed their expectations on me too much. And I try to live up to them.
And can I ask you just a question, like a deep adjective of a feeling? If you could give me a feeling, just one feeling, what would that be right at this moment?
One feeling?
Mm-hmm, just one feeling. One word.
Bored.
Worry?
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, what does worry get you? What does it give you in return?
What does it do to me?
Mm-hmm. What is the reward in worrying?
It really just makes me feel like I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, because worry's like a rocking chair. It gets you nowhere. Goes nowhere. So it makes you ponder. That's one thing worry does. You ponder. You think, you know, you it gives you more thoughts on your head and things like that, right? So it gives you something to think about, worry does. But that's about it. So if you think about rocking in a rocking chair, let's put you in a rocking chair and close your eyes a minute, okay? Now, if you just sit in a rocking chair on a front porch and just breathe the air in a countryside and take a couple of deep breaths like that, how would you feel now?
Calmer.
Promise?
Calmer.
Problems? What did you say?
Calmer.
Oh, calmer. Okay, that's good. That's a good word. I don't know why you're breaking up a little bit, but let me turn up my sound there. Calmer, okay, and if you're calmer, then you can now actively think and feel so that I can get in there a little bit better. Now, now I'm seeing that you have accomplished a lot in your lifetime. Whatever you think and feel in your past has actually caused you to become a very strong and very well-rounded person. And actually a very gifted person, very empathic person. You feel a lot of other people's feelings, and you also can shift energies around and send energies off to people. Because I feel your energy very strongly.
Well, for a while I shut that off because I couldn't take it until recently, or really tonight, I turned it back on, and sometimes it's doing that. So normally I just keep it completely shut off.
Uh-huh.
But then everything just feels boring, the same every day.
More boring?
Yeah, things just feel the same every day.
Yeah. Well, okay, but you have a lot of ideas, I see, inside. A lot of ideas going on in that head of yours and in your heart. Like you've drawn a lot of different pictures of what you want your life to be.
Yeah.
Okay, now, setting your goal. What is your goal that you have? I'm going to change this around instead of doing a reading for just a second, and I'm just going to ask you, what is your goal? Because
honestly,
I see a
goal
moving.
Is to get a better job.
I see you wanting to move.
And move, yes, that's the goal too.
Okay.
And figure out what I want to do with my life.
Now, figuring out what you want to do with your life. Okay, let's get in the rocking chair.
Okay.
Now let's rock a minute. Rock back and forth in your seat and take a couple of breaths. Let's mirror one another. Act as if, you know, I'm sitting across from you and we're just talking. Can I call you Brad? Or Brad, is Brad okay?
Yes.
You can call me Kathy. Okay. We're just sitting and we're just friends. We've known each other for a long, long time. Let's just say we're neighbors. Okay? Now, let's just say I'm just going to ask you, what is it if tomorrow somebody just comes up to you like me and just says, you know, I have an idea, and I'm going to put it down on paper, and I'm going to keep writing on that paper, and I'm going to keep writing on that paper, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. What would you say?
I'd say, let me know what it is.
You would?
Yes.
To say, why do it tomorrow? Why not do it now? Also, why am I putting it off for tomorrow when I could do it today, the idea? So if I could do the idea in my head, you know, just jot down one adjective. I love adjectives, Brad, because adjectives go places. They jump. They run. They are action, man. They do stuff. They rock, but they also walk. They feel. They're the feelings. They're my feelings. And I got to get in touch with my feelings again, you know? Because if I get in touch with my feelings, then I can just do just about anything because I feel like I'm numb. I feel like I've numbed myself out again. And I feel like I'm everybody else's somebody, but I'm nobody's anything to me. Does that make any sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So I have to feel me again. And I have to breathe and smell the roses, smell the, oh God, chew on a piece of grass if I have to, so I can taste the grass, so I can smell the grass, the fresh cut grass. And not dread cutting the grass, but while I'm cutting the grass, say, hey, maybe I could open a business cutting grass. Everybody needs to cut the grass. Or, you know, maybe I can sow some seed, or, you know, maybe I can, you know. Well, if you could open a business, let me just ask you that. If you could open a business, I know the economy's not quite right, the right time, but if you could do anything your heart desired, what is it that you would want to be and do?
I wish I knew.
Huh?
I wish I knew.
You wish you knew. So therefore it's open to any opportunity. You could be and do anything you want. Okay. So that number's infinity, the number 8. Okay, if you got the number 8, and I also see the number 2. So that's a 2-8, the 28th. Okay?
Okay.
What is March 28th? Or 3-28. Let me add those numbers. 3, 4, 5, and 8. 8. That's a 13.
82.
Huh?
82.
Let's see. 13. Okay, there's a 4. 2-2. That's a 2-2. You got a 2-2 there, Brad.
Okay.
Okay, 2-2. So 3 for March. And 2-8 is 13. And then you got a 4, which equals a 2-2. So that's a double gate opening. Okay? So you got your double gate opening. Now I see a reflection, reflecting back. Are you afraid of going back to something old in your past? An old way, an old habit, an old feeling, an old situation, an old habitat, or old something like that?
Is something bothering you like that?
I guess so.
Well, it doesn't have to be so. Because it's, you know, maybe it's that you're going to stay in the whole situation the whole time and not get anywhere, I don't know. But I keep seeing a reflection. Like, you know those reflections that are on a bicycle or a reflection that's in a on the side of the road, or, you know, those little reflectors.
Yeah.
That you pass by.
Kind of like shining back at you?
Yeah. Okay. Who is... Do you know a Greg Do you know a Greg?
I knew one when I was a kid. But I haven't talked to him in years.
So reflecting back would be bringing Greg back up here? If you could think back, would you be bringing Greg up to the present? Is he a past buddy? You don't want to think about Greg?
No, I mean, you know, I knew him when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a long time ago.
Okay. So when you were 7 or 8 years old, was he like your very best friend in the whole wide world?
At one point.
Did y'all talk about every little thing that y'all were going to do? I mean, like, real big-time stuff, like, and really dreamed it and really thought it and really played those games?
No, I think we were kind of, I don't know, I mean, not really with him.
Ask me something, because I just can't get into what you're wanting to know. Ask me specific things, and then I'm going to, you know.
Okay. Well, basically, I am out of a relationship that ended last year, and I don't really know why she broke up with me. She gave me whatever reason. And just really haven't been able to get close to anybody. And I just don't know what's going on.
So that's what's going on with the old.
Yeah.
Have the feeling afraid that the old feeling of the old situation was going to come back, of the hurt. Then, okay, then you don't really know why the relationship broke up to begin with?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was there traveling involved?
Did I what?
Was there traveling involved?
Yes, there was a lot of traveling involved. And I think that was part of it. But I just feel like I didn't do something. Like I screwed up in some way, and so I can fix it next time.
Well,
so I don't know what I did.
I feel that, like I said earlier, when I was talking, you know, and I said that you give with family matters and relationship matters out of your heart, and you don't think about yourself in matters. You're just so nice and giving you know, and you don't think about what is in with yourself, and you're very passionate. You're very passionate. When I saw the color red around you, and almost like too so nice. Sometimes we're so nice that a person doesn't know how to handle that. You know?
I think you said something like that.
Yeah. And you're extremely smart. And sometimes that intimidates people as well. But I don't think that it intimidated this person. I feel that everybody has their soulmate, but sometimes we don't get our soulmates right when we feel it. And maybe sometimes it's just not the right time at the right spot at the right situation, you know? But
yeah.
Does this person's name start with a K?
Yes.
Okay. Well then, let's just go into another situation and think about sitting on the rocking chair again and
think about what?
I just want you to just take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes a second. And I want you to just go back to that time that you were really happy with this person. Can you do that?
Yeah.
When you first met this person. This wasn't anything to do with you while the breakup happened. I believe it was a family matter with that person. And I believe it was a lot of traveling involved. I believe y'all were just too far away. Who is, I just keep picking up Greg, or maybe it starts with a G. Greg. And I see a dragon.
A dragon?
A dragon.
Oh, Gavin?
D-R-A-G-O-N, a dragon. A real pretty dragon.
Oh, okay. What color is it?
It goes along with this thread. But it's not in your past, like a long time ago. It's a person that goes by a dragon or something. I don't know. It's just odd. What color is the dragon? It's, well, it's red, believe it or not. Huh. Do you ever believe in past lives? But this is a red dress.
Yes. I don't know anything about mine, though.
No, I don't either. But I don't know. Maybe I was picking up on, like, I don't know. But we can call in Gifted Within, or I don't know if it's too late to call her because her husband goes to sleep. Anyway, so Brad,
yes.
What happened in October
of 2004?
well, there maybe is your 4 for 22, but what happened October?
Yeah, I was 22 years old. I had a seizure in a car. I almost died. Well, I would have died if it had happened 10 seconds later, because I was pulling out of the gas station. And I got hit by a car.
So that's traumatically big, okay. And did 10 minutes later, okay. So you were 22?
Yeah.
So that's the big door opening of the dimensions that I kept seeing. There's a 28 around you as well, the 8 and the 2 and the March. Marching, March. What significant is in March? Around Easter time.
I think that was the day that I met my ex-girlfriend.
The Circle K? I keep seeing a K with a circle around it.
Okay, yeah, that's a store. It's like a gas station.
Oh, okay. It's got a red circle around, a K with the red on it.
Yeah, that's what the logo looks like.
So you met your ex-girlfriend in March.
Yeah.
Which right after that you asked me about her. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So 28 and March equal to the 13, which was the 4, which the 4 equals to 22. Okay, which when you were 22 years old, when then I got to the October, okay, the 28. I feel a birthday coming around. What's in May? May 5, okay, I get a 5 for change. 8 is infinity. 8. August the 23rd is a significant date for you. Or either the 12th. Okay, let me see. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I keep getting a 5. You're getting ready to go through some severe changes to the good. Listen. If you could hear something right away, the first thing you would think of, what would the first thought be that you could hear? I mean, what would you hear? Let's listen. What sound would you choose?
Crickets chirping.
Dripping?
Crickets
chirping. Great. So they rub their legs together to make their sound, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with their legs, they walk their talk. Right?
Okay. But they're green.
Yeah, and they're green. And I saw a lot of green around you. But you think of it this way. Crickets walk their talk. Because they rub their legs together, and they're talking, and they walk, or they hop with their legs. So you always have walked your talk, which is a Native American type thing, or... You know, it's the circle. That's why I saw the circle around the K, which is to come full circle. You know, your relationship has come full circle. I believe that the relationship is going to come back around again. A year 3 is usually the well, I see a 3 around you. Okay, the 5 year is the 5 is representing in change. If you took your age of a 2-4 reverted it and became a 4-2. That would be a 6, which would be a 3. The 3-3, which is a spirit guide, and you saying yes. So whatever question you have in your heart, is the answer is yes, which is the Circle K coming back? Is K coming back? The answer is yes.
Okay. I have trouble believing that. I don't know why. That it'll come back.
I keep hearing the song "Baby Come Back." Da 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 da. I can't sing. I'm tone deaf. But do you know what song I'm talking about?
I believe I do. Yeah.
I keep picking up the football game, Rudy. Rudy. You know, a football and Rudy. I keep picking up Kansas City Chiefs. So, I don't know. I keep picking up a lot of win the race, win the game, win the team. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I know I can do it if I believe in it long and hard enough. I don't even have to do it. I just put it out there. State it, know it, feel it, think it, believe it, and dismiss it with one little inkling. Just know it, Brad.
Yes.
I just believe in the belief system is what I pick up on you, is what you feel, and sharing your credit with things, and that you expect the experience is, you know, it's like the saying goes, maturity is all about experience, not the age. I believe that maybe you were a little more experienced with your maturity than this person was quite ready for, and maybe they had a little catching up to do.
That may be it, but I think I'm scared to even let myself have any hope for that happening. Because then I'd feel something for it, and then I'd hope for it. And if it doesn't happen, I wouldn't be too happy.
But also, but always contradicts what we say before we say it. But I'm going to, but. I'm going to say, sometimes, you know, when you have something that's so good that you can't hardly stand it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, ding, I could have had a V8. You know?
Yeah, a commercial, yeah.
Okay. What if, I'm going to what if this one. What if the situation with this person, maybe like younger than you by about a year and a half or so?
Not, he wasn't younger than me really. Not by but a month.
Oh, okay. Did she maybe have responsibilities she had to complete before she could get into the relationship a little bit better?
She's not really doing anything right now.
No, I'm talking about before. You said that this was a past person.
Yeah.
What's keeping you from picking up that phone and giving that person a call?
I talk to her every day, but it doesn't change anything.
You do? But she's your ex-girlfriend. Wait a minute. I know what this is. It's a foundation. if you could pick a foundation to build your house on, what kind of foundation would you build your house on?
Concrete.
Concrete? A concrete slab. You wouldn't have a crawl space? You'd have an attic?
Yeah.
You'd have an attic instead of a crawl space?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good choice. Because I'm building a house right now, I'm just asking you, because in life in general, you know, I'm thinking in my life in general, spiritually, what would I spiritually build my life on? And I chose concrete, too, because underneath it, it has the gravel, and it has all that stuff, too. So, you know, Brad, concrete's solid formation. So you're solidly in love with this person, right?
What person?
You're solidly in love with the K person. You know it.
Yeah.
This is your soulmate.
Yeah.
Not your fire mate. Not your. I'm not going to even go into all the different mates. Your flame or your... You know there's five different stages in a relationship, don't you? And if you go too fast in the first part of the relationship, stage one, the euphoria, the very first, oh my gosh, I love the way you look. I love the way you feel. I love the way you think. I love everything about you. Oh, and you go jet high, sky high, to the tip top. I mean, like a rocket is taken off, and you go whoosh, in your relationship. You can't get enough of each other. You go there, you go there, you go there, you go there. One of you is going to come down faster than the other if you don't put the brakes on and go very, very slowly. Then there's stage two. The stage two is where you start taking a little bit of break. You like each other, gotta like each other before you love each other. You start to see a little bit of each other's flaws. You start seeing a little bit of, I think I can belch a little bit around this person, or I can, you know, even, oops, a little fart came out. You know, excuse me for saying that, but, you know, you can feel at ease more or less around this person, but you also say, God, that person chews their food weird, or, you know, I don't like the way, I want to go out with my friends some, or I want to have a little more personhood with myself. You mesh the first stage of the relationship, but the second stage of the relationship, you unmesh. Now, it's like pulling off a Band-Aid. Now, some people pull off a Band-Aid real quick, some pull off the Band-Aid real slow. Now, the third stage of the relationship is almost like a friendship, but the other person maybe feels different and still feels the love of the first stage of the relationship, along with still seeing the second stage of the relationship, which is healthy, which seems to be where you're at. But the other person doesn't like... Let me pretend like I'm a K, the K person. Now, I'm the type of person that I don't like to say exactly how I feel because I've been burned or I've been hurt. And also, if I was with someone that is very sensitive, I would be so careful not to want to hurt that person. But also, I have a mouth on me that will slap you down, tear you up, and pull you inside out if I get mad. But I am the nicest, sweetest, most gentle, loving, kind person you've ever want to meet in the face of this earth. But I am a red person. I am passion. But I have got my opposite ends. I don't have my happy mediums at half the times. It depends on what's going on with me. But I have learned to
balance that out, per se, in my spirituality of being by myself, but I've just only been by myself for the past couple of years because I went straight from being with my parents to getting married at 19 to raising my children to finally getting my last kid out of my house at 2 years ago. You know, even though I've done all the Seneca reservation, done all the, you know, practicing this and that and gone here and there and gone to college and done all that while my kids were in school, but I haven't worked on my inner self. You see what I'm saying? So you got to look at your inner self. Does it evenly yoke the K person's inner self? Where are you now spiritually in your growth? That's the third stage of a relationship. Then you have your fourth stage of your relationship where you balance, you're like two bookends, per se, you know? And then you have your fifth stage of your relationship where you meet in the heavens bound, where the Creator made you. Does that help?
Yeah.
To tell you about the relationship stages. Now, if you go so fast in that first stage, Brad, then it's gonna do some heavy-duty damage to any relationship. You know, it's going to not damage, but it's going to take a long time to get to that third stage where it's like marriage, or it's like let's make a life, or it's like, you know, what are you waiting on, or it's like, it's going to make the third stage that much molassesly slower because you went so fast and used up all your juice in your first stage. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know how you can take a test and you're in a class? Well, somebody's always finished that test first. I bet you were one to finish that test first every single time and put your pen down. Bet you finished it every single time finished. You were like, what is wrong with these people? But it doesn't make you any smarter than the person that finished their pencil last. It's just like a turtle. A turtle always has to go the same way in the road, and it finishes at the end just as smart as the hare that bounces all over the place and finishes the race fastest, because it just is made differently. And maybe Kelly or Kathy or Classy or Catherine or Katie or Kate or Kay is just a little bit taking the time out to get their situation on the proper level to make it to where nothing is going to make y'all fail when y'all get there. Let me tell you, can I just tell you a little something personal about my daughter? She and her husband dated and split up for 2 years, and they are married and cannot stand it to be apart. They work together, they live together and everything together, but they didn't have a job to get. They didn't have a job or anything. Then they got a job and worked together at Lowe's, and, you know, then they got on their own, and then they got back together. And then, you know, I went through my daughter's heartbreaking and everything, thinking it was the end of everything, and then, bam, 5 years later, took 5 years, that's the change, she got married, and they're happily ever after. So never give up on what you believe in, but always believe in whatever God has set for you is the ultimate plan. No?
Yeah.
Now, what's your words of wisdom?
What's my words of wisdom for all this? Honestly, I just Maybe I'll talk to her about it. Maybe I'll tell her the reason why I haven't been talking to her that much. Because the less I talk to her, the less I think about her, you know, the less it comes up in my mind. If I just shut it out, then I don't have to feel it or think about it. But when you bring it up and when I think about it, that's when it bothers me. So I usually just try to shut everything off.
Yeah.
But that's no way. That's no way to go through life.
Yeah. Bring it up. You know, if you change your thoughts, you know, change doesn't change. We change the change. Right?
Yeah.
We have to change the change because change isn't going to change us. So, if it hasn't been working for you the way that it's been working, then make up. What I did also when I was changing my thoughts and my perspectives, even when I was moving, I said, I got out three pieces of paper, and I got out three colors of ink pens. Now, this is just for me. This is just for me and what I do. I said pros, cons, and then I did a what's pro, what's really great, what's working, you know, what's really working here, what's not working at all, and what would I like to change. And then at the end of my day, I write down my ideas, and then I put it into the action plan the next day. Like, I have a really bad hip. I said, okay,
yeah.
I can either walk like a piece of crap or I can do something bad. I started going up and down steps, Brad. Now all of a sudden I can run up and down those steps. You know? It's all in what I'm going to do about it. Am I going to sit on my butt and just say, oh, my friggin' hips. Nope. Exercise them. Do it. Just get out and make that pain go away. Just, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? Ask the Circle K. What's it going to take to change our relationship? Or either move on about it. It's maybe going to rip that Band-Aid right off your broken knee or, you know, the past. But you've learned from something, you know. You've got a great friend there. Just what is it going to take to change? So actually, it's not really the job, is it? Because you can get a job anywhere.
No, but I don't. Even if I could move, I don't know if she wants me to. I mean, I don't know if she.
How do you know till you ask or try?
As a friend, you know, I talk to her a lot, but I don't talk to her for very long, and I think it's just because I have trouble getting close to her now, because I know I want more.
Okay, well, you know, give credit where credit's due. Either, you know, maybe pull back and away, retract, go back and, you know, just get within yourself and grow some and see what you need for yourself, maybe. Because she's always going to know that she's got you just like she's got you now.
Yeah.
Something's got to change. She's a worn out. You're unhappy with it. So, let me just ask you, What promise did you make to yourself recently? Because I see a big...
Haven't yet.
You made a promise to yourself. You don't have to tell me, but I know you made a promise to yourself. Didn't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with...
No, it doesn't. But you made a promise to yourself. I'm changing the subject.
But yeah, I did.
Okay. Now, that's a pretty good promise. And it's a really strong one. And I'm darn proud of you for it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you know, you've got a pretty high expectation on that promise, though. But it's a pretty big character. It gave you some good character there. You know, and make yourself proud of yourself instead of other people having to be proud of you. First, let me tell you, I have to forgive myself first, then forgive others. Ask others to forgive me, and then go to God for forgiveness. That's just like with that promise. I have to promise myself first, then go to others, and then go to God. Because if I don't do myself and love myself and do myself first, inside my gut,
you have 15 minutes left on this call.
Hello?
Is that?